second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live. This is 18th day of March, 2024. One caller on the line, open lines. Your opportunity to call in and express your views and opinions. But if I had only one caller, this is the caller I'd prefer to have. Peter from Los Angeles. Join the conversation, my friend.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Happy St. Patty's Day, St. Patrick's
yes.
Day. And listen, I'm calling. I sent an article to you earlier today out of Zero Hedge, where it said that the Supreme Court has ruled that elected officials can block criticism of the elected officials by their constituents on social media. Did you read that?
You know, Peter, that's just stunning. You know, I was looking at that before I came on the air. Well, planned to include it tomorrow, but it could have been just as well today. They had not yet ruled when I saw the article, and thus I was waiting their decision. But you're telling me they've actually now ruled, Peter? What an absurd ruling.
Well, I cursorily, you know, read over this article. So maybe they haven't ruled, but that's the way I read it. That's what the headline led me to believe. Supreme Court ruled. That's what the headline said. They can block, elected officials can block their constituents, the American public, from criticizing them on social media.
What kind of a Supreme Court is that, Peter? That's so insulting. That's so contrary to the First Amendment and the spirit of the First Amendment of holding officials accountable. This is a lunatic decision. What I read, Peter, was they were leaning in that direction. So you may have sent me a subsequent article that they've actually decided. But I mean, if that's the case, it's about as outrageous, un-American, and undemocratic as any ruling could possibly be.
Well, especially since they're there to safeguard our First Amendment rights. And look what they're doing.
They're doing a hell of a job of it.
Just like they're trying to sell TikTok to the Jews, right? To go along with Google and Facebook and all the other social media that are already owned by them. We're already being censored by those guys from criticizing public officials that they don't want criticized. They're doing it privately. The Jews are. They're just making, apparently this ruling will make it official and the government will follow the billionaires that pays its bills.
Yeah.
So it's really horrible. And is there anything left? Is there a shred, a fig leaf, that we can say that we are not a totalitarian state?
I don't know, Peter. That's pretty damn distressing, I got to say. I'm shocked.
Well, when you put all that together, the loss of freedom of speech, Of course, it's just a matter of time before they try and take the guns away, the Second Amendment. Search and seizure is already gone. We have an active campaign against an apartheid campaign within the United States against whites, where there are separate rules for them, separate speech rules, separate rules for employment, separate rules for termination, separate rules for a whole lot of things, right? But there's just the definition of apartheid. And here we are, they've got it against 60% of the population, which they're disobeying the existing laws by allowing the borders to have collapsed. And they're completely turning their back on election law. We're involved in all these wars, in supplying and enabling all these wars. None of us have been consulted as voters on any of that stuff, just like we weren't consulted for anything else. So, my question is, what fig leaf of democracy is there left?
Yeah. And I can vouch based on my own experience that the Seventh Amendment right to a trial by jury is dead and defunct, and that the 14th requiring equal justice under law is also, because I teed up a perfect case showing the difference in summary judgment procedures in Texas versus Wisconsin, where the judge was entitled to create no disputed facts by setting aside all of my facts, which were massively contradictory to those of the plaintiff. When you're supposed to assume the non-movement, the defendant's facts to be the case, and then ask if the plaintiff can accept those or not, and otherwise you have to go to a trial by jury. In Wisconsin, they did it the other way around. They assumed basically that the plaintiff's claims were true and thereby violated my rights as a defendant, where I had overwhelming evidence of disputed facts that were supposed to be resolved by a jury. So, Peter, I got to tell you, based on my own experience, our constitutional system and rule of law is decrepit and dying, if not already dead.
Well, you have the Trump case and the Letitia James racial attack, basically, on Trump, where there was no victim, there was really no crime, but he got convicted. Yes. And then the thing in Georgia where, you know, the judge allowed Big Fanny, what's her name, you know, to keep on her vendetta, but yet for doing exactly the same thing, they disallowed her lover for doing exactly the same thing. I mean, it's all, I mean, the politicization of our legal system, January 6th. I can't think of any semblance of the purging of whites from the military. I can't think of one system, one section of our, or one institution, public institution, that hasn't been compromised. And I therefore say, honestly, I've arrived at the conclusion that we are an authoritative slash totalitarian government.
I've heard other commentators say censorship in the U.S. is worse than it was ever under the Soviet Union, Peter. That bad.
Yep. And now, you know, we're at the point where people can red flag you for nothing at all.
Yeah.
And you know, we think he might do something. So they go and arrest you and confiscate renege on your right to the first, Second Amendment. They take away whatever. I mean, it's really horrible. I mean, it doesn't take a conviction. It doesn't take anything anymore. It takes for you to being politically unacceptable to the ruling class, which are the Jews and the Democratic Party.
Yes. Peter, you're absolutely nailing it. You're 100% correct. 100%. Further thought?
No, not really. But that really disturbed me. That court thing.
Yeah. I'll be talking about it more tomorrow, but I'll have your articles included in the news reports. I thought they were only contemplating and indicating they might go that way, not that they'd actually rule. Peter, thank you again for an excellent call. Tom in Florida. Tom, the floor is yours.
Yeah, Jim, President Jim. Another awesome, great call by Peter. He's right on top. But, you know, he's on the West Coast, I'm on the East Coast. And I got to let everybody know in RBN that's listening right now, here in South Florida, they're trying to get all these Haitians and even these Cubans out of their institutions and mental institutions and their jails in Cuba coming into Mexico. They don't have the wet foot, dry foot, but they're bringing Cubans over here now, Jim. And the Cubans get a special deal. They get to come to South Florida, but they're telling the Haitians, you can't come into Florida. You got to send them up to New York. And every Haitian in Haiti wants to get there. By the way, Jim, I was talking to a guy in Jamaica. You know, he told me the difference between them. The Haitians use machetes. The Jamaicans use a switchblade. And the guy was telling me, And Jim, by the way, the crime here in South Florida is off the charts. Okay? They've had machete attacks here in Little Haiti. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane what's going on. I know what's going on in L.A. with the Chinese coming into San Diego and the Peter State, California. But I can tell you, South Florida, Ron DeSantis ain't playing. And we have a great sheriff named Grady Judd. He's up there in Polk County. And he said they signed bills already today and yesterday or last week. You're not coming to this state if you're an illegal alien. You don't have a driver's license. Even if you're an American citizen, you can look at a year in jail. They're not playing here in the state of Florida. With all this and the voter fraud and all that, they're not playing here in the state of Florida. That Newsom, he's a total criminal. And where Peter's at, he's a criminal. And I got to say this, Jim. That's not why I called your show, because I want to really go my rant right now. But I just got to say this. They had it on even these local channels in South Florida that all these Haitians are trying to get over here. And the people in the DR, the Dominican Republic, don't even want to set foot over there. They can go over there and buy some goods, and they got to go back to Haiti the same day. And they don't want them. They're lighter-skinned people in Dominica than they are the Haitians. They don't want them in there at all. Zero tolerance, zero immigration from Haiti to Dominica, and they're right next door to each other. That whole area used to call Santo Domingo. So Haiti, you ought to look at a story of what they did to the French. I want everybody to look what they did to the French. And I want to go to Fannie the Fool Willis, and how that liberal licky judge allowed her to stay in that case is a disgrace to the human race. That's a disgrace what that judge did. Another Irish imbecile like Biden. All these Irish guys were compromised, it seems like. And I got half Irish in me. It's like really shameful. And that's why I really called your show. Jim, I want to ask you this, and I'll get a response. How is it these New England states, Massachusetts, Delaware, New Jersey, New York, and all these, and New Hampshire, and Connecticut, how are these all these white trash imbeciles voting for Democrats when it's going to be their demise in their country? Like Robert Rebo was talking about last night. We're looking at our own demise, man. And to Peter's point, this is a giant, giant cabal. And they laugh at it.
Yeah.
It's a cabal. Like, we can't even explain how a cabal this is. But you look at these New England states. Go ahead, Jim.
I think Biden is losing support all over the place. Identity politics, it plays itself out. Young people are offended by supporting genocide in Israel. That's why you got even Chuck Schumer, of all people, calling for Netanyahu to be replaced. That's why you have Kamala saying we need a ceasefire. They're providing the weapons. They could bring this to an end, but they're being slaughtered politically, and the polls are going down big time. And the blacks and Latinos are so offended by the unrestrained immigration. I'm telling you, it's going to be a political catastrophe. And the polls are going to be so bad, no one would believe it if they tried to steal it again. I tell you, Tom,
Jim,
they're in deep doo-doo.
Yeah, well, listen, Jim, I was in a Taggett yesterday 2 hours ago, and I ran into this black lady. She was going crazy. Nobody hardly in that office speaks English, Jim. All these Hispanics are coming in there wanting car tags and all that. And I'm saying to myself, I've been to Cuba 5 times, and I told that to Michael Rivero. And I hope one day you have Michael on an hour early on your show as a guest. I'd like to have Michael on your show maybe for an hour one of these days so we can talk about the old times. But I would like to say this. These illegals that are coming here and all that, not one woman in none of those Latin Hispanic countries, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, and so Renee, not one of them ever drove a car. Not one of them ever had a car in Mexico, Cuba, and Haiti, or Santo Domingo, maybe Santo Domingo, a couple of rich women. But none of these Latino or Hispanic women, which they really are called, ever owned a car. Now they're over here. They all have these Mercedes-Benz, BMWs, Porsches. It's crazy. I mean, it's unreal. All these women are coming from these poor countries, got these beautiful cars. They're getting food stamps. They're getting welfare, better health care than we get. What is white America doing to itself, Jim?
What
have we allowed to happen to ourselves? And you got those New England states electing guys like Bloomberg, Zuckerberg, and you got Bernie Sanders, this guy Blumenthal, said he was in Vietnam. He never was. He's a filthy liar. And they're all Zionists. They hate our guts. They hate us.
Yes. I agree with everything you're saying, Tom. You're exactly right. All of it.
Well, listen, Fannie Willis's father was in the Black Panther Party. He was at a church giving a hate speech against Donald Trump. If a white woman DA would do that, go to a white church and talk about black people, they would have her in a noose.
Yep.
Fannie Willis is a rat, pig, racist. She's a
Tom,
filthy racist.
Lost, yeah. What we've lost is a rule of law, equal justice under law. That means America has turned into a massive pile of doo-doo. It's disgusting. Disgusting.
She's a racist, Jim.
And Biden
Willis
has done
is a
this
racist.
In 3 short years. My God, look at the awful effects of having these people in office.
Well, I would like Peter to ask, why is there, I found out, Jim, California has 17.2 million illegals in that state. 17.2 million. And that was in the 21 census. That was 2 years ago. We're at 3 years ago, Jim. Come on.
Yeah.
We don't even know how many illegals in that state. I thought they had a water problem, Newsom. I thought you guys were having a problem with water over there, Peter. Why are all these millions of illegals in California? I should ship them all into Delaware. Right into Massachusetts.
Joe Biden's
ship
state.
Ship them right into those New England states. See all those white trash like that when they stick millions of them over there. Like we've had to put up here in South Florida for all these years.
Yeah.
Why don't they make their own countries better and speak English? Make English official language, Renee. And I don't want to hear no more bashing of all the white men who want the war for this country. We would have never had a country that went to World War I and World War II.
Don't go after specific people. Just keep your theme clean, you know.
Jim, I get mad because white men have sacrificed so much to make this the greatest country on earth. And now it's all unraveling. And I get very upset when I hear that because my family went to war.
I know, Tom. I agree.
And it upsets the heck out of me. Yes, there are a lot of lily white trash that needs to be.
Give us your final thoughts. Your final thoughts, Tom.
My final thought is this is all by design, by swine. They're trying to totally annihilate us. They gave us a COVID jab shot. They're making people sick as dogs. They want us weak. They want us total weaklings. They're not promoting white women to have children. They're not promoting European white women to have kids. If they're lucky, they have one. Our women are not even breeding back with their own men, basically. We're lost or we're losing this country. And by the next 10 years, we are in the minority. And that's when all hell breaks loose, for sure. But right now, we want to avoid that at all costs. And I think by Robert Kennedy running in this election, it might help Donald Trump get elected. I think if it's a two-way, I think Biden could steal this election, but I don't think so if Kennedy's running. That's my opinion. And I think Donald Trump's narrowed down his 3 selections. I'm not going to give the name, but he's narrowed it down to 3 people. I think one of them is a woman, 2 of them are men. 1 black man, 1 white man, and 1 woman.
Tell us who they are, Tom.
Well, I think I was wrong about Christy Noem. I think it's going to be Tenney from New York. Not Tenney, Stefanik. Stefanik.
Michelle Stefanik?
Elise Stefanik. That's who I think he's going to pick as a woman and running mate.
Now, who are the other Elise two Stefanik. Under consideration?
Well, I think he's going to go for, you know, I think Rick Scott, I mean Tim Scott, the black Afro-American. And I think he's going to go for a white male that maybe out of a western state.
Tom, thanks for another excellent call. We'll be right back.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right.
Well, that's it. Jeff in Arizona. Jeff, what are your thoughts today? Join the conversation.
Oh, yeah, Jim, I saw that Trump didn't make his bond in the for the Fannie Willis thing. Or no, that's the New York thing. And they're going to take his property.
He did not make his bond?
Yeah, well, they're saying he had to, like, put together, like, a $500 million bond just to get an appeal in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think they're going to probably confiscate Trump Tower in New York, and they'll probably pull down the Trump name and put a bunch of illegals in that building.
You know, that wouldn't surprise me at all. That's the scumbuckets that have taken control of the Democrat Party. And George Soros, DA, this is disgusting beyond belief. Disgusting.
Yeah, I can't believe it. But and then what I really called about is I wanted to ask you, I saw over the weekend, Newsweek had a story and some other places about they're declaring a state of emergency in some places and canceling school over the eclipse. And I just thought I'd see what you thought. Does that seem normal to you? Is there something we should be worried about there?
Over the eclipse? That's just lunatic. I mean, there's no reason to do that. Eclipses are naturally occurring predictable phenomena. That's why we know when they're going to happen. This is elementary astronomy. You know, this is astronomy 101, you know. The Earth is rotating. When Earth gets between the sun and the moon, you get a shadow on the moon and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's all ridiculous. There's nothing. Canceling school? That's just lunatic, Jeff. Lunatic.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So I thought I'd just put it on the radar and get your thoughts on it. But that's really all I had for today. Thanks, Jim.
Well, I'm really upset with your report about Trump not making that bond, because I thought he was going to be able to put it together. But the circumstances, the whole thing was so fraudulent from beginning to end, where they were, you know, there were no victims. There were no, everyone was happy. The banks made their own assessment. They lent the money with enthusiasm. They made a lot of money. They want to continue to do business with Trump. This is, it's just outrageous, Jeff. I'm really disappointed to hear that. Thanks for calling. Meanwhile, Suzanne in California. Suzanne, you're not here. Please call back, Suzanne. I'll get you on the air. Jim in Virginia. Jim, give us your thoughts.
Hey, it's a pleasure, Jim. How are you doing today?
Good.
Listen, you know, RBN's moniker has always been because you can handle the truth. Well, you know, the thing is, ever since 9/11, you know, a lot of stuff has always been, you know, oh, this happened or this happened. But you darn well know that some guy did not take, you know, a jet and circle around and smash into the Pentagon, right? You
sure.
know damn well that jets suffer a huge dent in the nose of the plane if a goose hits it, right?
Sure.
So there's no way those jets went through those buildings.
Right. You had the nose-out phenomenon, Jim, in the Flight 175. I've done a massive amount of research on this. I have videos about it all over the place. You might want to look at James Fetzer on the 9/11 cover-up with on germ, J-E-R-M, J-E-R-M warfare. Jeremy Neal from South Africa interviewed me on 9/11. It was spectacular. I go through all the crash sites. I demonstrate none of those planes crashed on 9/11. Two of them weren't even in the air that day. And the other two were still in the air 4 years later. So, Jim, you're absolutely spot on. I mean, I founded Scholars for 9/11 Truth in December of 2005 and brought together hundreds of experts from all over the world. I've organized several conferences on 9/11. I've been flown around the world to address 9/11. This is one of my areas of specialization, as it were. So any question you got about 9/11, I'm glad to hear your comments, your thoughts. More, Jim.
Well, I've already watched a lot of your stuff. I mean, I've been following you for years, okay? I really have followed you and saw your studies and everything, and I agree with you. Now, the thing is, you know, I've watched a lot of videos on planes just barely skimming the surface of the ocean and smashing into 1,000 pieces. The wings go
yeah.
flying off everything, right? Now,
yeah.
The other thing I want to bring up is, the thing is, you know darn well there's spraying in the skies. It's,
sure.
it's in government documents, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So the reason I called in about this is because, you know, there's a certain caller that calls in and talks a lot to you, and I'm not mentioning any names because I know you don't like it.
Yeah,
what
I don't
I
like
don't,
it. So go
what
ahead.
I don't
go ahead.
Like is the person who held your show before you
yeah.
would call you names.
Jim, stand by. I want to carry you over. We got a break, but I want to continue our conversation on the other side. Stand by. We'll be right back with Jim.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123 at gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Please do continue.
Thank you, Jim. The thing that bothers me the most is that the people who listen to this network, listen to the guy who used to have your spot, tell them that they were crazy or something if they believed that planes didn't hit the Pentagon and there's no such thing as chemtrails and stuff. The thing is, we're never going to get to the bottom of anything to straighten anything out if we have people telling us that there's things that we know aren't right that they're disagreeing with. It's just a bothersome thing to me, Jim, that we haven't had any answers from 9/11 to this day. No one has paid the price except for the American people for what has happened on that day. And to have people who come onto this network, claim to be hosts, and tell you that you're a liar or they call you names because you don't believe, because you know there's chemtrails or you know that something other than an airplane hit the Pentagon, do not bring that person on. Do not interview him, because I guarantee you won't get any farther than the rest of these people who tried to call in RBN and talk to these people. Do not allow these people. And it just bothers me that all the callers that call into your show, and I mean a lot of them, never would have the guts to bring this up to this guy, you know, and
well,
call him out.
He had a reputation. I mean, you knew where he stood, and you knew you weren't going to get anywhere with him, and it's very disappointing.
It still doesn't hurt to call him out.
It's very disappointing that was the case. I've had quite a few callers say how they thought I was a breath of fresh air because I was open to all these ideas, but I've I've done the research. I mean, you're That's absolutely thing, spot. Two of those planes weren't even in the air that day, Jim.
Jim, you've proven all. I've watched a lot of your stuff. You've proven it, and people have to be blind not to see what you've already proven. And like the other guy who called in last week and said you had the best GD show on, yeah, you do. You do. Definitely.
That's nice, Jim. That's so nice to hear. But, yeah, I mean, and I can learn from callers, and I'm open to criticism. I mean, people who agree, I don't learn from them. I learn from people who challenge, but I agree with you. I mean, we have to be dedicated to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And you can find quite a lot. I have pioneered collaborative research, Jim. What I do is bring together the best experts on any of these subjects to sort things out. And the more experts you have, the lower the probability of getting things wrong. So we, in effect, check each other, to make sure we got it right. And we've done that on JFK. We've done that on 9/11. Done that even on the moon landing, not to mention Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, and the rest. I find it very disappointing any host would not be open to key points such as those you're making here, Jim, about 9/11. That's really distressing to me. And they,
my final thought, Jim, is that we're never going to get to the bottom of anything if we're allowing people to tell us things that we know aren't correct. I mean, if we fall in line with the narrative, we're no better off than anybody else who's never even taken a look at these things. And I know you've done your research. I've followed you for years, and I've watched tons of stuff, and I can check your footnotes and everything, and I'm telling you, dude, you're spot on with just about everything that you've researched. So, keep up the good work, and you are a great, great host.
And I look forward to your next call, Jim. This was most welcome. I'm delighted to hear from you. Meanwhile, Suzanne in California, I'm so glad you've returned. Suzanne, you're on the air. Give us your thoughts.
A great host. How about a great host and a national treasure? How are you, Jim? Can you hear me okay?
I can indeed.
That's what I think. Every time I turn you on, I turn on the radio and hear your voice. I think I'm just blessed and grateful that you're here and we all have the privilege of your knowledge. So I'm going to be really succinct because I wrote a list and I had to hang up and do some research and call back. Number one, Tom, you need your own show. We love Tom, but you just need your own show. No, we love Tom and you need your own show, not but you need your own show. I love his rants. The whole time you're going on, Tom, I'm nodding in agreement with everything you say. Probably most of us are, many of us are. I guess I can only speak for myself. But number two, the gentleman who called regarding the eclipse. I have an answer for that, something that I've been looking at that has captured my interest. And when I hung up and looked the guy up again, I said, ooh, I've got to catch up with his latest videos. This person's name, and I found him on, he was on Zen Garcia's show, I think last week, I believe it's on Wednesday night, and I found his material and the show too interesting to look away from. Even if you don't believe it, it's just a fascinating listen, and the guy's name is Zach, Z-A-C-K, Mason, M-A-S-O-N, he's on YouTube. And he's the author, I think it's a book, I hope it's not a video and I'm misspeaking, but he's the author of Revelation Unfolding, just so you know you've got the right guy if you look him up. And he's doing a series because he's been contacted by so many people concerned about the eclipse. He went on for a whole 2 hours on the program, but now people are contacting him, so he's doing a series where he's dividing his information into smaller bits so that you can take it in, it takes a long time to explain what's going on. And I've only watched part one and part two. Part one was 9 minutes, part two was 5 minutes, so he's keeping them quite short, the videos. And in looking it up today, I noticed he's got part three and part four out. So it's called The Great American Eclipse. He's putting these out, like, right now. I've been keeping up and just noticed today, he put out 3 and 4. So he's done that in just the last few days.
Suzanne, is there anything about the eclipse that's unusual? I mean, is he making some claims contrary to astronomy? Tell me.
So many things, it's not even funny. But you've got, just take in his information, because in 9 minutes, he can tell you, his first video, part one, is 9 minutes. Just citing the names of the cities that are going to be darkened. Like, you know, it's a very fine line. The ones that are going to be completely darkened. Way too many coincidences for you to say, wow. I mean, while you're saying wow, he's saying, but wait, there's more. And when he's finished, you're kind of jaw dropped. So, as I said, I've only watched, well, I listened to him for 2 hours on Zen Show. Sorry, I got a dog whining in the background. Someone's vying for my attention.
No problem.
But I listened to him for 2 hours on Zen Show. And then, you know, in trying to tell people about him, no one wants to take in a 2-hour program. So he's done this little, he's doing this little mini series on his YouTube. So it's Zach Mason, YouTube, author of Revelation Unfolding. I don't know how long part 3 and part 4 is, because I just noticed them today. I need to check them out. But he's keeping them small and digestible. It's amazing. The coincidences, dates, times, places, all of it. It's interesting if nothing else.
Yep.
That's it
on your list, Suzanne. Well, I'm delighted. I'm tickled you called, and thank you for those kind words. And we'll see what there is to see. But, you know, it sounds like a return to rather primitive times when the eclipses were viewed as, you know, supernatural phenomenon and maybe omens of bad things to come. Suzanne, call back with an update when we have more information, okay? Meanwhile,
okay.
Thank you. We have Mindset from New York back again. Mindset, what's the latest on your mind?
Yeah, for one, when it comes, do you know how old the Russia president has to be in order to be Russia president? You know, I was 35 for here, Constitution, all that. How old does somebody have to be over in Russia to be the president? You know?
Offhand, I don't.
Yeah, I asked Alexa, but she's not the most useful tool, but you actually use her a lot, you find that out. What do you call it? The other thing is, you know,
okay, similar to the U.S., it says a presidential candidate must be a citizen of the Russian Federation who's at least 35 years old, has permanently resided in Russia for at least 25 years, and does not have and has never had foreign citizenship or a foreign resident permit. Those are pretty good requirements, I think.
Now, which one was first, Russia's constitution thing or America's?
Oh, America's constitution would be older than Russia's. I mean, it's relatively new.
Yeah, right? I was just wondering if maybe America stole their constitution.
It looks like it was modeled after our requirements, if I had to guess.
America's like a more or less hardcore version of the Russia's one, right? I mean, what does it take to be a president of the United States? You have to have been living in the United States. You have to be born there,
you
right?
You have to be at least 35 years old and a natural citizen.
A natural born citizen. So in Russia, you just have to be there for 25 years?
You have to have lived in Russia for 20 and never been a foreign national, yeah. I think it's pretty
never
close.
Been a foreign national, as in, so you had to have been born in the Russia Federation, but yet if you were gone out of there and then came back.
It's not phrased that way.
Right?
You can look it up, Mindset. You can see it. It's right there at your fingertips. Just say qualifications for president, being president.
That's right, so it doesn't matter. Everything is gone. Nothing's going to be living after this fucking year anyways.
Go ahead, Mindset. We lost him. We lost him. Okay. F-bomb. Forget the F-bombs. John in Colorado. John, join the conversation.
Yeah, good afternoon, Jim. Happy Monday.
Thank you.
I like Peter's comments. He's always got some good stuff going. And that's a Well, isn't that surprising? The way the some of these courts, you've got liberal judges, and you know, well, they got appointed by Obama, Bush, or any of that, and they're still and they'll throw these things up in the air and just kind of throw a monkey wrench in the thing. It just kind of confuses it. Says, you know, you just like to say, you know, let's, you know, pick them off the bench and said, you know, let them do honest judging, honest that. And the same thing with juries. The problem is with not just the Trump thing, but a lot of these, January insurrection, you bring these persons, and I've been on juries for a long time. I know how that works. And it's, they're stacked. They'll, with the judges, the prosecutors and all, even the, they'll stack it so they get who they want on there. They don't leave it impartial. They let them go like that. So that's one of the big problems. They've got to get rid of something like this. And the it's interesting about Fannie Willis. You know, she got a pass, and how she comes. You know, they got one judge will say this, one judge will say that, but fundamentally, it just is going spinning around and around. Nothing's going to change until finally somebody says, "You're not going to do this impartial. Get out." Take them off.
Well, all the leading political commentators, Alan Dershowitz, Jonathan Turley, Jeffrey Toobin, are all raking the judge over the coals. This was just an absurd decision. The whole thing ought to be tossed just on the basis of the appearance of impropriety, which was simply overwhelming. But you had genuine impropriety, since she had her falsely testifying under oath, committing perjury. I can't imagine what would be a more, you know, defensible reason for rejecting, just dumping her altogether. So this is just another Democrat miscarriage of justice, sad to say, John.
Well, that's the problem, Jim. That's just the Democrat, even Republicans sometimes, but just the Democrats. They do that. They'll stand on it, and they'll fudge it, find a way to get around it. And, no, you just, you know, find somebody that just says, yeah, you're not there.
Yeah.
And judges refuse to recuse themselves, that they've got some interest in there. That's the other problem with that. They got to, you know, dump them out, too. But
well, look at this. Look at this, John. The judge had actually contributed to Fannie Willis' election campaign. I mean, that's ridiculous. He shouldn't be trying this case.
Should be recused. He said recuse yourself from all any of these.
Yes.
Prosecutors, same thing.
Yeah.
Toss them out.
Give us a final thought. I got a lot. Yeah.
I told you this before. It started. They're on TV now. The national. You've seen these three main book companies: Covet, Fulton Books, and Newman Springs Publishing. All of a sudden, they're on there pushing. We'll publish your book. We'll sell it to Amazon and all those things. We'll help you with that. Didn't say anything. As you think about people like you and that, it's just they should be helping you out. They wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole. You know that.
So yeah.
What's going on? There's got to be some ulterior motive, Jim. There's some ulterior motive why they're on. All of a sudden, you're seeing this on national TV. Anyway.
Yeah. Good.
So thanks a lot, Jim.
Hey,
keep it up.
I'm glad you called, John. I'm glad you called. Call again. Look forward to it. Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, join the conversation.
Thank you very much, Professor Fetzer, for taking my call. And first off, I want to agree with Tom from Florida about Sheriff Grady Judd. I have heard nothing but good things about this guy for about 4 years now. Listen to Health Masters, Dr. Ted Brower and his son Austin. I listened to a rerun of their show the next morning at 4:00 in the morning when I get up. I catch a whole hour of it. The other thing, too, is you had the other guy calling in talking about the previous post to your show before you came on. And he would disagree. He did not buy into chemtrails or anything else like that. So he was very tough to talk about. And one other thing I want to add, and I'll get off and get to the next caller, is Tom mentioned something about a measles outbreak. I just heard it this morning. Yes, in Chicago, we now have a measles outbreak.
God.
So apparently he caught the news a week before I'm catching it, and I listen to the local AM
and morning. And you're in Chicago.
Well, I am one city block away from the south side border, southwest corner of Chicago.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But, you know, I listen to the Chicago local news every morning, and when they were talking about it, when Tom mentioned it a week ago, there was only two cases, and they were both children and blah, blah, blah. Now it is an outbreak. So, hey, get to your next caller. Thank you very much.
I'll tell you what's going on, Jerry. It's that immune system. We you know, measles is basically eradicated, but when they the vax attacks the immune system, you're vulnerable to all kinds of problems you were not vulnerable to before your immune system was weakened. Thank you, Jerry. That was a good call. Good call. James in Vancouver. James, join the conversation.
Yes. In the first part of your show, you alluded to the fact that, or the idea that they might whack Netanyahu, but what's the chances of Netanyahu whacking Schumer? What do you think?
Sure. Yeah. I think Bibi's not happy with Chucky, so, you know, who knows? I'm not a fan of Schumer or Netanyahu, so, you know. I think Netanyahu has gone stark raving mad. He's become a genocidal maniac, in my judgment.
Right.
Schumer,
right.
I don't see as quite in that category.
No, of course. But I can see Netanyahu losing face over this. And so
they tend to retaliate. They have long-standing grudges.
Yep.
You're absolutely right. It's entirely possible, James.
Also, there is other forces in the network that want to sabotage the analysis of 911, and it also includes former presenters. For example, what killed Bert's Doublevine was when they asked him, Bert, what made the holes in the Pentagon, and Bert didn't say airplanes. He just said, I don't know, but for a two-star general, that was enough to maybe scratch him off the list as a...
I did an interview with him. I was a huge fan. And of course, he was in charge of all U.S. military signals intelligence, including photographic. And I did an interview with General Stubblebine where I reviewed all the evidence I'd amassed about the four crash sites. And not only did he agree with me, James, he gave additional reasons why I was right.
Right. And now General Stubblebine is no longer among the living.
Yeah, good man.
One presenter in July 6th of 2021 did a presentation on his show and said that, well, the 9/11 was like when you go to a blacksmith and you see him make a horseshoe. He adds heat to it. You see it bends like that. So therefore, there's enough heat from the gasoline in the airplane to do the job.
No.
And he said
that
I'm not going to say
thousand degree discrepancy, even at the highest temperature, fire could have reached, and the melting point of steel. And because of black billowing smoke, it was an oxygen deprived fire that didn't get anywhere near there. So, that's all nonsense, complete nonsense. Right. You're right, James.
And then he went on to say that the reason the 911 analysis was screwed up is because all the conspiracy kooks that were experts screwed it up. See? When you know that all of the good conspiracy people were suppressed. So, there is this.
Well, it's like JFK. There were disinformation movements or limited hangouts within 9/11. I regard both architects and engineers and Judy Wood and her dues group as both being limited hangouts, and only scholars has gone whole hog. Do you know those other groups won't even talk about the narrative context, who is responsible and why? I mean, how can you talk about 9/11 and not talk about why 9/11 took place and who benefited?
Right. Have you ever known somebody with a first-class PhD and first-class credentials from university never citing any references? You ever heard of that before? Like you mentioned Hempel the other day, right? Carl Hempel, you know his work quite well, right?
Sure.
So if you were going to talk about Hempel, you would cite references, right?
Of course.
You got a guy that he claims to have a PhD. Another one claims to have a PhD, which I think he got from the CIA. these guys, when they do an analysis, they don't do it in terms of what is accepted in international affairs, international relations. But anyway, look at, I'll get back to you then. Thanks for taking my call.
No, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. Yeah, no, no, you're saying, I mean, these were PhDs who were citing evidence or sources and arguing about 9/11? Okay, a lot of compromise out there, alas. Paul in Michigan. Paul, join the conversation.
Yeah, Jim, are you there?
I am. Speak up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Jim, what I'm about to tell you may turn out to be the tip of the iceberg. In Friday's local newspaper titled Republican RNC of Washington, D.C. sues Michigan Secretary of State over bloated voter rolls because she refuses to remove 520,000 dead and ineligible voters until 2025, and that violates the National Voter Registration Act.
The deal is, they got rid of Rhoda McDaniel, who wasn't doing a damn thing as head of the RNC. They put in Laura Trump and another very good person, and they're doing what.
Let me tell you what else is in the article. The U.S. Census Bureau did an audit, and they said that 53 counties in Michigan have active voter registrations far above the eligible voter citizens, and 23 counties have suspiciously high rates of active voter registrations far above eligible voter citizens. And prior to the 2020 election, there was 1.25 million dead and ineligible voters on the rolls to be removed, and the Secretary of State only removed 700,000, but only after the 2020 and 2022 elections. So my final thought is this. Biden beat Trump in Michigan by only 130,000 votes in 2020. So there was plenty of opportunities for dead and ineligible voter fraud. What do you think of that?
Yeah. Of course. Of course, it was going on massively. Time ran out too fast. Laura and Alexander and Tom, please do call tomorrow and I'll get you on. Think I'll spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, the people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left, and support RBN. I want somebody to love. Oh, I can buy a little help from my friends. Gonna try a little help from my friends.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.